The Defense Department has closed many military bases in the last few decades. The department's Office of Economic Adjustment works with local communities to then sort through the long list of legal, financial, and environmental problems that must be solved before the base can be redeveloped. Project manager Lynn Basie says unknowns at the 440th Airlift Wing in Milwaukee may include underground fuel tanks, buried construction debris, and even heavy metal contamination. He says the Defense Department won't stick Wisconsin with the cleanup costs.
The military department's spent a great deal of money and a great deal of time trying to ascertain what the condition is, because the federal government can't transfer the property until it's been remediated so that there's no danger to human health or the environment.
Basie cautions that the feds only pay for cleanup to uses similar to military bases. The bill for cleanup to tougher residential or daycare standards would go to someone else. Basie also says the local redevelopment authority at the 440th will have to deal with more than 15 deed holders and consult with homeless advocates about developing shelters at the base or alternate ones elsewhere in the city. Former State Administration Secretary Mark Murata chairs a reuse task force set up by Governor Doyle. Murata concedes the base won't be reborn overnight.
It may take some time. I think there's going to be some parts of that land that will be more readily used than others, but we're going to continue to work hard. You know, Milwaukee and segments of Milwaukee are really growing.
Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker is talking about using some of the land at the 440th to add another runway at Mitchell Airport. But Murata says the redevelopment process is still very open. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.